So the final home game tonight for the Chattooga Indians of this season will be a 33-7 loss to the Dade County Wolverines. That will eliminate the Indians from playoff contention. So the season will end next Friday night with a game on the road at Coosa. Once again, it was senior night here for the Indians, so a big congratulations to those seniors. And this will be the last time they play in the band or step on the football field here at the Little Bighorn. So once again, this is Paul Cavan for WZQZ. Final score here, 33-7, Dade County. 33-7, Dade County over Chattooga. Final home game of the year for the Indian senior night. This is Paul Cavan for WZQZ signing off from the Little Bighorn.
That's going to be the end of the football game. A huge win for the Bulldogs and easily the best game they have played this year. And Burke, if they can win at home against Almerchie next week, I think it'll secure a home playoff spot for them.
I wish they quit shooting again. I guess they're like, we bought a bunch of gunpowder. We ain't got to use it. The game's over. Let's burn some.
Yeah, guys, this game was not supposed to be. This was supposed to be a very close game. They've already taken the score off the scoreboard.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
This one was supposed to be a real tight, close game, and the Dogs just poured it on them from the opening whistle. This one was never close.
You know, they went jumbo set in their first two series and scored, and Pepperell just seemed to not have an answer for it. You could just tell that, you know, Pepperell's game plan was probably to be physical up front and run the football. And when you get down two or three scores, you know, early, it's hard to continue to try to do that. And they tried to go to the passing game, and I just, that quarterback and that super rifle arm that he just kept trying to show off, I just didn't work for him.
Trying to score the first 9:31 in the first quarter with a 55-yard run by Maddox. He scored on a 52-yarder with 11:49 left in the second quarter. Mahan caught a 17-yard touchdown pass from Kate Smith. Willingham caught a beautiful pass from Kate Smith, a 76-yard post route with 9:53 left to go in the third quarter. Maddox with a 1-yard touchdown run, 7:14 left to go in the third quarter. Logan Eller scored on a 7-yard play and a 7-yard run. That made it 42-0. And then Pepperell tacks on two garbage TDs late in the game to make it 42-14. Big win for Tryon Burke, and a lot on the line is probably securing a home playoff game next week if they can beat Almerchie at home.
Yeah, you know, like you said, you don't want to discount Almerchie.
No, sir.
They've had some tough games this year, but so has everybody else. So that we got a big one next week, and hopefully a bigger one down the road.
All right, well, they're playing the alma mater. We're going to sign off. For WZQZ, this is Ben Gross along with Jeremy Burke and Jim Warnick signing off from Lynn Honeycutt Field in Lyndale, Georgia. Once again, your final score, Tryon wins it 42-14.